Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, we kind of predicted it and it came true. Driving home last night after 6 o'clock, I mean, just pitch black.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost already dark because
it's
of the time change right now.
Yep.
That's the most depressing part of it all, because we always bitch, and we had a very, very comfortable October. Let's face it. That was an October for the ages in St. Louis, didn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Because it was in the 70s, upper 70s.
So great.
Sunny, not a whole lot of rain. We finally did catch up on rain. And we get into November, and to me, it seems like there's still a lot of leaves on the trees.
There are.
I always gauge
Is that
this,
because of the heat?
I don't know, because I gauge this when it comes to sitting in my tree stand in Howard County. I'm usually, there's still leaves on the trees, but not that many. However, I will say this, and this is my meteorological expertise, and I can almost guarantee it, right? It's just weird. It's Mother Nature. There is going to be a couple of days, at least one, between now and when I go out to that deer stand in Howard County, where it'll be like 40-mile-per-hour winds and shake these leaves off the trees. We always seem to have that.
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's part of the plan, I think.
It is part of the plan. Jerry Baker from the Wall Street Journal is back with us this afternoon. It might have been just a little while since we've caught up. Jerry, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, it has been a while, but it's a pleasure to speak to you again, Mark. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. I'm also very curious about New York City and what's going to happen and if New York City will do well. Now, you have a column with the headline that says, Mondami is a gift. I always kind of looked at Cori Bush as that kind of gift here in St. Louis, the gift that kept on giving. But you advise that Trump should unwrap it carefully. Give me your take on what's happening in New York City today and what might this result in the future, which is a little horrifying when you think about the consequences.
Yeah, I mean, the polling, all of the polling up until literally the last 24 hours has suggested that this guy, Mamdani, the, you know, very left wing, you can call him a socialist, you can call him a communist, whatever you want to call him, but he has some extremely left wing views. He describes himself as a democratic socialist. All the polling suggests he's going to win. He's up against, frankly, in Andrew Cuomo, a guy he's already beaten in the Democratic primary, a guy who is not very popular, kind of washed up former governor of the state, made a lot of enemies. So the polling says he's going to win. Now, there have been some polls in the last 20, 48 hours, 72 hours, suggesting the race is a little bit tighter. I mean, up until a few days ago, Mamdani had a lead of 10 to 15 points in most polls. There have been one or two polls showing the lead in single digits. So who knows? But look, barring an earthquake here, that is going to be the outcome. And again, don't make too many mistakes. You know, don't mistake this too much for a sudden affection for Andrew Cuomo. I mean, if Andrew Cuomo were to win, it would be because people, you know, just decided they can't take this extreme left-wing man to be mayor of New York City. But look, I think he is a gift to Donald Trump. I mean, he is, if, you know, on the same tonight, it's quite possible the Democrats will kind of have a pretty good, broad, sweeping victory, right? In the other states, they certainly, it looks like they're very likely to win the governorship of Virginia, New Jersey's close, but right. again, the polling on the polling says they'll win that. Gavin Newsom's going to win his, you know, proposition fight to do the redistricting in California. We're going to see what happens with these Pennsylvania judges, but it's going to look a pretty good night. So, you know, but you know, Donald Trump, being the smart politician that he is, will make Zoran Mamdani the face of the Democratic Party. No one will care about, you know, Abigail Spanberger or Mikey Sherrill. It will be Zoran Mamdani, and because he's so left wing, that's a dream for. One of the things I say in my column is that, you know, whatever you think of Donald Trump and his political skills, he has benefited enormously from his enemies, from his political enemies over the last 10 years. Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, what I call late onset Joe Biden. You know, these have been gifts to him, and Zoran Mamdani is about to be another one.
Yeah, so, you know, when you say that he has to unwrap it carefully, because this is a gift for Trump, and it could potentially be a gift for all Republicans, because it seems like, and this is what's been so fascinating to me, that the Democrats haven't tried to distance themselves from him. I mean, maybe a couple of them haven't given a full-throated endorsement, but let's face it, even Obama gets in at the last minute and doesn't really endorse, but says he understands the charisma, et cetera. I mean, some of the ideas that this guy, and you know this better than certainly the listeners here, what he's about, they're dangerous ideas. And I guess I understand the appeal when people are hungry and desperate and poor in New York City, but he can't fulfill these promises, rent control and all these other things he wants to give out.
No, he can't. So two things. I mean, one, that the ideas are themselves economic innumeracy. He can't freeze rent. I mean, freezing rents would obviously make the housing supply situation in New York City much, much worse, because no landlords would, landlords can't get a decent market rent for their property, they're not going to rent it out. There's just going to be a dearth of property. The city can't afford free buses and free childcare and all the other things that he's proposing. But he's not going to achieve any of these things in another sense, because there are also strict political limitations on what he can do. Tax increases, for example, which he'd like to do to increase taxes on the rich, that would have to be approved at the state level. That's not going to happen. Some of these budget plans that he has would have to be approved at the state level. That's not going to happen either. But look, here's the thing, and here's what I do say in the column, and the reason I say that Trump has to unwrap this gift carefully is the reason people are voting for Mamdani is, you know, and again, look, New York is New York. It's full of crazy left-wing people and, you know, Democrats, progressive Democrats, Democrats at 75% of New York City. So there's an element of that. But the reason that they're particularly voting for this man, and particularly over Andrew Cuomo and before that Eric Adams, is because they're, especially younger voters, are angry about the cost of living. New York City has always been expensive. It's now impossibly expensive for young people. You know, if you don't have a great job in the law or in investment banking, you know, or you don't have your parents bailing you out, you can't really afford to live in New York City anymore. And your cost of health care is extraordinarily expensive. The cost of housing is expensive. The cost of regular things like groceries. And that's the warning, I think, for Trump here, in that while absolutely Trump will hold that Mamdani up as a crazy left-wing communist, he'll probably, you know, there'll be all kinds of fights between New York City and the federal government. I'll be reminded of, you know, what we had in the 1970s and, you know, Ford to City drop dead. Well, we'll have, you know, something like Trump to City drop dead as well. But the risk, there is a danger there. There is a danger for the Republicans and for Trump, which is that, while New York is unique and very much its own city, these issues of affordability, this issue of cost, this issue of inflation and prices is true across the country. And Donald Trump was elected in part last year because we had 4 years of a Democratic administration that failed to get inflation properly under control, but refused to even acknowledge it. I mean, they kind of, you know, went around saying, no, prices, it's all transitory and you're imagining it and it doesn't really exist. Everything is fine. The risk here for Trump is that Trump is in danger of doing something very similar here, that he's in risk. He's at risk by focusing on, you know, rightly, some of the far left ideas that this guy has, by focusing on his extremism, by focusing on his, you know, how far out of the mainstream he is. There is a danger that he's going to be ignoring the concerns that not just people in New York City, but people across the country have about life becoming unaffordable for them. And I think that is a political risk.
I do too. And I've raised that point of affordability because there's no doubt that Mamdani has, you know, tapped into that. And while folks listening to me here in the St. Louis area are not exposed to the outrageous prices that I'm sure Manhattan and other boroughs have, we still have, you know, inflation, and it's all relative. you know, certainly to a certain extent or to a large extent. So I think there is some risk there. And then also you look at healthcare. I mean, one of the reasons I think that the Democrats are trying to use this as this pivot point with the shutdowns, because they know that they probably poll a little bit better on healthcare, and they're trying to represent that right now. I don't know if you have any thoughts on how that's all going to end, but it doesn't seem like it's going to end quickly, does it? Because it hasn't so far.
I think it's got to end quickly. And I think, you know, we've just seen today some warnings that air traffic control issues are getting worse, and that, you know, they're going to be, you know, I saw somebody, I think there was a report somewhere today saying that the, you know, someone from air traffic control was saying they may have to shut down, you know, parts of the air traffic control system
in parts of
the country. I just flew through Kennedy Airport in New York, and the line, you know, the number of TSA agents that are working, they're obviously, you know, taking time off, a lot of them, because they're not getting paid. Those numbers are shrinking all the time. We're coming up to the Thanksgiving holiday. If we're in a position, Mark, you know, week before Thanksgiving holiday, and air traffic control and TSA are warning people that they're going to be, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hour, 12 hour delays, I think the pressure on both sides to come to a deal before the holiday will be great. So I think it will be over relatively soon, because I think we've got the SNAP issue too, where a lot of states are obviously going to be, you know, not going to be able to afford to pay these food stamps. And I think that's going to put pressure on the Democrats in particular to come to the table. So look, I think we are going to see a deal be done. And that, you're right, it does come back to that issue of affordability, because I think that, you know, the healthcare. Look, you can argue about the Obamacare subsidies, but some of them do, you know, some people clearly benefit from those subsidies who actually could probably afford to pay for their own health care. But there are others who don't. So
that's right.
So all of this, I think, is contributing to this sense that, you know, prices are still out of control. Things are beyond the reach of most ordinary Americans. And again, that's a risk for Trump and the Republicans.
Jared Baker from The Wall Street Journal is here. Let me ask you about, because this taps into something that I often try to do, and it doesn't always work, Jerry. But I one of the things I like about you is you're not afraid, you know, to call balls and strikes on the other side and on Trump and Republicans. And you wrote a column about sort of the way moral relativism is working right now. And I would use the situation from 2 months ago or whenever that was with Jimmy Kimmel and Brendan Carr at the FCC, because I seemingly, along with Ted Cruz, was like one of the only people on the conservative side that said, okay, I don't like Jimmy Kimmel. I don't think he's funny. I think he misrepresented all this stuff with Charlie Kirk. But I don't think that even the appearance of the FCC getting involved here is a good thing. Ted Cruz fully agreed with that, but there wasn't very many other people that agreed with that, and I was stunned. Now, the same thing happens on the left. Look, it's happening with John Fetterman. He's saying things that nobody on his side are having. But one of your points was this, and I've always tried to live, you know, in my 3 decades plus as a talk show host, to try to say, well, what would we say if a Democrat did this, right? And that seems to have gone out the door with everyone these days.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I've worked for 3 decades in American media, and I've seen the bias, the left-wing bias up close. I've seen it in major news organizations. I've seen it in TV. I've seen it in newspapers. No one doubts that this. And yeah, you know, those late-night talk shows, you know, which frankly just, you know, they, you know, there was a time when they were vaguely funny.
Yeah, not anymore.
When Jay Leno or Jimmy Carson did it, but they're not. They're just political diatribes by people who just aren't very interesting. So I completely understand why the president, why Republicans, many Republicans think, you know, this is just ridiculous. But yeah, you're right. The idea that the government should, first of all, there are alternatives now, right? We don't have to, you know, I can't remember the last time I watched Jimmy Kimmel. Well, actually, I can remember the last time I watched Jimmy Kimmel. It was the night he was restored to his position, because I wanted to see it because it's out of news interest.
Right.
That's literally the only time I've watched Jimmy Kimmel in the last 5 years, because I know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to that sort of so-called entertainment. So there are alternatives. There's a plurality of voices now in this country in a way that there wasn't 30 years ago, and that's a really good thing. And then secondly, yeah, Mark, as you say, we can't have the government of the day telling people, you know, what's got to appear on, however biased they may be, what's going to appear on their news channels, or sorry, on their media networks, because, yeah, I mean, A, it's wrong in itself, but B, yeah, do we want that when, you know, President Gavin Newsom is elected in 2 years' time, and he says, I don't like Mark Reardon's show. I think, you know, the whoever, you know, your regulator is needs to pull your show off the air. It's
yeah, that's what people don't think about. And that's why I like to be consistent on that. Now, let me pivot just a little bit because I know you wrote about Barry Weiss and CBS. I have high hopes that maybe Barry Weiss, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of what she's done at the Free Press. I find their coverage very unique. I feature a lot of their guests. Not as good as the Wall Street Journal, Jerry. Don't get me wrong. But do you have, because I feel like I'm maybe a little naive here. I have kind of high hopes for Barry changing the landscape at CBS. A lot of people say, no, probably she won't. But, you know, your point is that the biased media needs a complete culture change. I don't disagree with you on that. I don't see that as possible. I really don't, especially after visiting my alma mater, the University of Missouri Journalism School, and seeing what some of these young so-called journalists are up to with their agendas. I don't think you can change the complete media culture, unfortunately.
No, you can't. Well, look, you certainly can't. Look, I'm a big fan of Barry Weiss, too. I think she's done remarkable things. I thought she took an incredibly brave stand when she was at the New York Times, and in fact, obviously quit the New York Times over the ridiculous bias that there was there. I think she's done a great job with the Free Press. I think, you know, she's really single-handedly, actually, pretty much helped to reshape the media landscape. Or at least to introduce diversity in the media landscape. Here's where I am skeptical and I part with you slightly. I know these big news organizations. Again, I've worked for several of them. The culture of these organizations is so entrenched. You can't change it by putting someone in at the top, like somebody at the top of CBS, and saying, oh, you know, now you're no longer going to be biased. You're no longer going to treat, you know, Republicans as two-headed monsters and give soft interviews to Democrats. I mean, you can say that all you like, but these institutions, precisely for what you say, Mark, for because university journalism schools, the type of people who go into these media institutions, these traditional media institutions, all think alike. They all believe the same things. They all promote the same propaganda. You're not going to change that by changing something. No. You know, okay, a root and branch change, fire everybody and replace them, maybe. But I don't see them being able to do that, and I don't see them surviving the chaos. So, look, I wish her very well. I hope she does manage to change the culture at CBS. I'm just very skeptical.
Absolutely. Jerry, great to hook up with you again. You know I'm a fan.
Yeah,
thanks so much for jumping on here. Have a great week, and good luck with the election results.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I had Mark Judge on the show about an hour ago. He was one of the figures that emerged during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, and he is a contributor. He writes at hotair.com, which I love that site. But we were just exchanging some messages, and I was so excited that he brought up this movie called The Lives of Others. He is having an anti-communist film festival next year, and we'll probably be talking more about that. But there is this great movie that is set in the early 80s in East Berlin, when the Stasi were, so you'd think this is from the 50s or 60s, but what the East German police were doing to people, like just regular actors and entertainers, you know, listening into their conversations, manipulating them. It's a great, great movie. And it will remind you of some of the creepy things, unfortunately, that are happening across the planet at this point, which we should have a point of reference to in history. And that certainly is a really, really good one. So it's in, you know, you have to watch the subtitles, but hell, everybody watches the subtitles all the time. Even me, I've started doing it. I'm embarrassed, but I have been putting on the subtitles, even though I can hear. I can barely hear, my wife would say, but I can hear. Okay, let me go back on Mamdani here a couple of different ways. This is, I don't think anyone's even talked about this, and I'm shocked by this, but they did, and I don't watch SNL. I simply can't do it anymore. And every once in a while, I will watch a clip or something. And we'll play a clip, which is what I'm going to do right now. Let me see who this guy is that played. They did this cold open thing, and they featured Mamdani and one of the SNL actors that played him. I'll look up who that was, but let me just play the bit here, because they, in theory, mocked Mamdani, right?
I know some of you are out there scared of the idea of a young socialist Muslim mayor, so allow me to put you at ease by smiling after every answer in a way that physically hurts my face.
So that guy's name is Rami Youssef. He's a comedian. I honestly don't even know if he is a cast member of SNL. I'm not sure. Sometimes they bring in people to play, you know, folks just for the bits. But here's what's more fascinating. So let's say that you're someone, and political satire is something that I'm quite fond of. And, you know, we had The Onion back in the day. You have the Babylon Bee right now on Twitter. Satire can be an extremely effective way of making a point. And it could also be funny. Now, what they did there didn't seem to be so funny. I know that they poked fun at Mamdani just a little bit in that cold open where I read about some of the other claims. But this is what's unique about it. This Rami Youssef guy who plays Mamdani, think about it. You're up there, you're playing whoever you're playing, right? They should have been playing Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And then you buddy up to the person that you're trying to satirically portray, because that's exactly what Youssef did. He called Mamdani.
Yo! Is that my tie?
Dude, I mean, it's pretty close. We got the tie, we got the rings.
You got the...
I got the red bracelet. We got the whole thing. I got the red bracelet, the rings, and then...
So that's the actor. That's that Youssef guy. And then Mamdani is on the phone line, and they're just, you know, yipping it up here. Oh, look how funny this is.
You know, man, we did your smile.
Let me see that.
Oh, my God. Dude.
I mean, this guy is out to destroy New York City. He doesn't like cops. He loves terrorists. He poses with people that were involved in the World Trade Center bombings. And the actor who plays him on SNL is just yucking it up and calling him after they do the bit.
Explain that to me. Yeah, I don't get it.
Do they do that with all the guests they make fun of? Because I don't think they do. It's nuts. It really is. Now, on that topic of Mamdani, let's hear from a Democrat voter here who is, you know, just wanting better things for the planet.
I think what's really important and standing out for me right now is if we can take ourselves like a high level, like not say immigration, not say economy, not say all the hot talking points, and just ask ourselves, how are we treating our neighbors? Like, how are we treating one another? And is it okay that yesterday, on Saturday, 42 million of our neighbors no longer can feed themselves? It is okay. Is it okay that our neighbors are getting taken off the streets by ICE? Is it okay that gender-affirming care is being taken from young people who really need it to survive?
Yes.
Is it okay that the Supreme Court has now justified racial profiling? That's not how I want to treat my neighbor.
Well, half the things she said there were a bunch of BS, right? But you want to talk about treating your neighbor, and you have all these very important issues on the line. That's what they're doing in New York City.
Yep.
They're touchy-feely talking about their neighbors and gender-affirming care. Democrats, if you think gender-affirming care is in the top 100 issues of normal American voters in this country, it is not. It's not even close. It doesn't crack the top 100 because we think it's vile, disgusting, and it's child abuse, and it's been exposed that way. Now, on the kinder, gentler front, listen to this really, really heartfelt lefty call the Republican senator from Montana, Tim Sheehy, and leaves this message.
I just wanted to let you know that you are the most insufferable kind of coward and thief. I hope that one day you get pancreatic cancer and it spreads throughout your body so fast that they can't even treat you for it. I hope that you die in the street like a dog. I hope that your children never forgive you. I hope that you are infertile. God forbid that you ever meet me on the streets because I will make you regret it. I hope you die.
Let me explain to you who that is.
Oh, my God.
Let me give you an image of who that is, okay? That is the old white woman that's holding her sign at the corner of Elm and Lockwood in Webster Groves, the BLM sign, the pro-Hamas sign, whatever they protest. That's who that caller was. They like for you to think that they're the good ones, right? They're the righteous ones, and they are full of hate and disgust.
Wow.
Like that. Now, I want to get a little Jennings audio in here on the issue of the shutdown. Before that, Senator Kennedy says,
"This thing's beginning to look like something my dog brought up. You know, I mean, it's a multiple vehicle pileup. But I don't know what else to do. I'm going to keep voting yes, and hopefully, at some point, my Democratic colleagues will vote yes."
So, you know, the Democrats are trying to blame the Republicans. It's the Democrats who are not casting the vote to open the government. You remember this guy, David Hogg? For a very short time, he was the vice chair of the DNC, but then they booted him out. But he became very known for his outspoken views on gun control because he was a survivor of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting many years ago. So he, you know, he kind of became a name, and he's been on Bill Maher's show, et cetera. So he's on the panel with Jennings and Abby Phillips on CNN last night. He's making the case that the Republicans really are the ones to blame here.
The entire reason the government is not open right now is because Democrats refuse to be complicit in having millions of Americans, including 100,000 in Kentucky, your home state, if I'm remembering correctly, Scott, that rely on ACA that would see their premiums rise several
which you can deal with separately. It doesn't have to be. Those two things do not go together.
But the way that they're doing this right now, they're combining both.
Yeah, so that's a really good point. I'm not sure who the female voice is, but that's the thing. They're conflating these two issues.
Yes.
It's not the same. You vote on the CR. The CR is what you voted on in the spring. It just allows the government to be funded. You want to talk about these other things that expire in December? We'll do that.
Who is? To support the budget still doesn't. If you keeping it closed doesn't fix the ACA. The ACA needs to be reformed. Healthcare needs to reform. This is a way bigger
question. You guys failed at that
question.
Last time. The whole thing was repeal and replace. You had a trifecta. You tried this. You failed.
Yeah, that's
so
not true.
You.
They're still in the concept of a plan stage.
No, in terms
they've
of
been in the concept stage since.
Okay, well, you can talk about repeal and replace, but let's talk about the Obamacare subsidies, which were extended twice when the Democrats had control. They're temporary. They're not supposed to be permanent. Why not make them permanent? So then Jennings comes in and spikes the ball.
You would admit that the ACA was a Democrat legislation, mm-hmm. yes? And you would admit that the subsidies that we're talking about now were passed by Democrats, yes. And you would admit that the sunset provision in the subsidies, which comes up at the end of the year, was in place because of Democrats, yes. Now you want to make it a Republican problem. These are not the same issues. You could open the government today, and then you could negotiate with with Republicans about ACA. And by the way, my suspicion is, and you know this, there are probably, and I know there are some House Republicans that would love to negotiate on it. But under duress, under a hostage-taking situation, connecting disconnected issues, and now you're throwing SNAP onto it, you're throwing all the federal workers who aren't being paid onto it, all because of this fight that you wandered into because of your wing of the Democratic Party. You all led to this SNAP crisis. You all led to this crisis of the government being closed, and you don't know how to get out of it.
Mic drop. Absolutely. There's everything that he said was absolutely accurate. And for anyone for a moment, and Fetterman knows this, I mean, he's at least admitted this, anyone for a moment to allege that the Republicans are the reason that the government is not operating right now is just ridiculous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we got a little breaking news that does not look very good in Louisville. Hopefully, there weren't a lot of people on board, but there was a UPS plane with 3 crew members that crashed near the airport. I mean, there is we've been seeing some of the videos, Sue.
Massive plume
of smoke. This was a UPS MD-11 that crashed shortly after takeoff in Louisville, according to the FAA. This was right after 5 p.m. local time. So that would have been like they're on Eastern time down there. So yeah, Maybe about an hour and a half ago. 3 crew members. Will continue to track that. That's that is nuts.
Right.
The amount of smoke was just incredible. All right, so the World Series wrapped, of course, on Saturday night. What an ending.
Payoff. Drilled to left field.
So that ties the game, of course. The Dodgers are back in it. Will Smith hits a home run.
Smith hits a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone. It's Will Smith in Game 7.
Mark, why are you talking about the World Series when our baseball team sucks in St. Louis and it was 4 days ago? Well, here's why. Because there are two guys that caught each of those baseballs, and they're related. It's father and son, and John Baines, the father, who I think caught Miguel Rojas's tying blast, is on the phone with us from Ontario, Canada. I'm expecting a full Canadian accent. John, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Thanks, Mark. Good to talk to you.
So tell me the story here, because this is crazy. You and your son are in the bleachers. So what happened?
We weren't actually in the bleachers. We're in our seats. So we had originally 2 seats, front row, Jay's bullpen.
Okay.
And I thought this year was going to be great. It's going to be exciting. So I got a third seat so I could take both my boys to experience it together, myself and my two boys. And it was great. It was a great ride. I got three seats. And talking about Sunday, thanks for reminding me with the video clip that I heard, the painful
day you lived. Yeah, that wasn't so good for none of those were so good for your side, right?
No, definitely not. So what happened was Saturday morning when I woke up, I don't know, I just was eerie, feeling my stomach. My stomach felt like it was in knots, that somehow I'm going to get a home run hit by the Dodgers. I have no idea why I had that feeling.
Oh, my gosh.
But it didn't go away throughout the whole day. It just, my gut was hurting. It was, my gut was, oh, man.
Now, John, do you have, is that similar? Do you have similar experiences with anything else, or was this very unique?
No, this was unique.
Okay.
This is the first time. I never experienced anything like this before.
All right, so you have that feeling. You get to the ballpark. It's a great game.
Yeah, so I usually take a backpack, and I put two baseballs that I had caught for previous games from the bullpen or batting practice warm-ups. And I took it in my bag, not thinking anything. I go, you know, I have this feeling in case it happens. I wasn't sure what I would do, but I wanted to be prepared. So two balls in the bag. We leave 4:30, get to the game, get in the gates 5:30, 2.5 hours before game time. Watch the Jays do the batting practice, then the Dodgers do the batting practice. I got another ball, so now I have three balls in my hand, in my bag. So in my section, there was a little boy, and I gave him one. And then went back to my seats. So I put one ball in my left pocket and left the other one in my backpack. Then Bo hit the home run, which was amazing. Our Rogers Center exploded.
Yeah.
The roof could have blown off that place. It was so loud, so crazy. We were so happy, excited. Hey, we're going to do it.
Right.
So then the game carries on. I go, you know what? The ball's in left pocket. I should move it to my right pocket. Maybe if I get it, because I'm still getting this crazy feeling in my stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
I can discreetly reach in my pocket and toss it on the field.
You're thinking that much about this. You got the other ball that's not a game ball, and you're like, I'm going to catch this ball. I'm going to throw the other one into the field, right?
That's what the thought was at the time, right? But I had no idea it was going to happen. But that's what my stomach and my gut was telling me. So we're doing great. So we're up 3-0. 3-1, okay, we still got it. 3-1. 3-2, if we get another run, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
So we got another run. I go, okay, now we got it. It's 4-2. What is it, about an inning and a half to go? Then, lo and behold, comes the ninth inning. So Rojas is out. He hasn't hit anything in the World Series. Okay.
He hasn't done anything.
Let's get this guy done and deal with Ohtani. Oh, my God. What do I see? The ball is launched and it's coming towards us. I go, no. This can't be happening.
Yeah.
It can't be happening. No. So instinctively, I reached over, made the catch. I got the ball. Then I turned around and I just realized, oh, man, the game is tied. You probably saw my expression and read my lips of what I said, which I don't want to repeat.
That's
on the
okay.
Radio.
We like our FCC license here. Yes, I understand.
And then people in our section started saying, throw it back. I knew that was going to happen. So I thought discreetly, I reached in the ball. I thought I had my glove covering, but I didn't. I had my glove high, reached in the pocket. Because I'm on cloud nine, but in a bad way. I don't know where I am. I'm confused.
Oh, yeah.
I'm disappointed. I'm angry. How could this happen?
Right.
So I reach in and get the ball, pretend to bring it to my glove. Then half-heartedly throw that wimpy ball back to the field.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have the real ball in your possession.
Sitting in the bullpen comes up to me, starts pointing at me. You're not supposed to throw it. And I thought I was going to get kicked out.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
It delayed the game, right?
So, yeah.
But he went back to his seats. The people in my section and the one over there, don't worry, John. We got you back. They're not going to toss you out. We're not going to let them toss you out. So he went back to his seat. Nothing came of that. I go, okay. So after that, another gentleman sitting in the section over about five seats away from me came over. Hey, if you have another ball, even a used one, I'll buy it off you. My daughter would really like a ball. So I told him, okay, let me see if I have one. Then I came back to my seat. I knew I had a third one because mm-hmm. one was given to the little kid, one was thrown in the field. I had one more. So I walked over and gave him the ball. He said, oh, thank you very much. He pulled out his wallet. He's going to pay you. I said, no, I don't want money. Just keep it.
Right.
And then he said, thank you very much. Him and his friend hugged me and said, thank you so much. And so I returned back to my seat. I go, okay, we got this. Bottom of the ninth. We got this. We got it. Bottom of the ninth. My God, inch and a half. We lost the World Series by an inch and a half.
Right, I know.
Wow.
So, okay. So it's not over yet.
No.
And then there's so many things going through the mind and everything. Like, how did this happen? So we're watching. We're in good shape. Okay, 11th inning. We're still in good shape. My God, what do we see? Will Smith's up to bat. Okay. We should be okay. All of a sudden, another ball is launched our way. No, no,
right.
Please don't clear the fence. Don't clear the fence. No, it clears the fence, bounces on the bullpen floor, headed right towards us. We're in three seats. I'm in seat one. My son Daniel's in seat two, and Matthew's in seat three in the front. And the ball comes right to Matthew. It's a little bit high. He jumps up. It goes off the tip of his fingers, goes up in the air. Then he grabs it, comes down, and it sort of slips out of his hand, falls in front of his feet. And he had another ball that he had earlier caught from the warm-up sessions as well.
Oh, my gosh.
So knowing that I had told the my bullies what I did, not anybody else.
Right, right.
So knowing what I did, he did the same thing. He swapped the ball, threw his on the field, and kept the World Series ball.
Now, did any of the people around you know
that?
No, they
were
waving me. You're not supposed to do that. I go, come on, like, really? Come on. And then, oh, my God, I go, again, what's going on here? So we were amazed, surprised, and
sad.
We're thinking, like, two World Series, like, who would think of it?
So then what did anyone, you might miss my question, did anyone around you in the seats know that you had those, or was it just you and your sons?
Just myself and my sons knew. Everybody else thought we threw the ball back on the field.
All right, so you leave then the ballpark, and the balls are not authenticated as World Series balls, and then what happens now? What have you done with the balls?
So what happened was we did ask to get them authenticated, but they said they cannot authenticate it unless the person that's authenticating it comes to you. But from what I was told, they left the bullpen areas around 7 earlier to authenticate the jerseys, the bats, and whatever they had in the dugouts. And I see. For the players. So we weren't able to get it authenticated. So we went home, and we got home. We looked at the balls, and that's the first time we looked at it. So then I'm looking at it. It said official ball 2025 World Series. Then it had the World Series logo on it. Oh, my God, that's amazing. I'm sure it looks like I threw the ball back, but I think anybody in my place, probably 99%, would have kept the ball.
Absolutely.
So as soon as we caught the ball, like my first one in the ninth, my phone just started to blow up. All family, friends, my business contact, they just started texting me, emailing me, like, hey, we saw you. Then my nephew called me out on it. That, hey, I saw you switch the ball.
Oh, he did?
Oh, I wondered.
One person sniffs it out. Now, listen, John, I'm on short time here, but I got to know. So give me the update. I love this story. It's amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. So what is the current status of the ball? I saw a quote somewhere where you were asked what price for giving up the balls, and you said, I'd take $1 million for the Rojas ball and $1.5 million for the Smith ball. They were both game-changing baseballs. They were, and Freddie Freeman's walk-off grand slam sold at auction for $1.56 million. So
whoa.
Are you keeping them as a keepsake? Are you going to sell them? What's going to happen here?
I've actually spoke to Mike Reyes, called him from SCP Auction in California. So after numerous conversations with them, we elected to put the balls up for auction. So Mike McGill from his staff came and picked up the balls this morning. He flew to Toronto.
Wow.
And grabbed off both. So they are going on auction. I don't know what they're going to get. I just threw that number out. I wasn't even thinking. But
look, dude, I think they're going to go pretty high. I'm just going to say.
You're gonna
do well. That was amazing baseball history. And we feel for you because, you know, we weren't rooting for the Dodgers here in St. Louis. I think it's safe to say. But what an amazing story, John Bain. And I bet your son has a lot of history thoughts about this. I mean, it's really quite the story. I'm so glad that my producer, Fred, tracked you down. down. And, you know, then is there, like, if it does sell at auction, they're going to take a chunk of it, right? They take a percentage?
No, I don't think they're going to take a chunk of it. So I've negotiated with them, but I don't want to share too many details of it. But
can I negotiate with you that I take
a good contract?
Can I take a chunk of it? Can I negotiate you with you that right now? I'll do a contract. We'll be in touch. John Bain, great story. What a memory. I'm sorry the Blue Jays couldn't get it done. But, man, that was a hell of a game the other night. And you have, you know, memories for a lifetime for sure. Say hi to your son.
I do.
Thank you, John.
I'd like to say, go, Jays, go. You are still our team. And we love you, all of Canada.
Awesome. Thank you, John Baines. That was amazing. I certainly wouldn't make the case that John Baines was the most efficient and quick storyteller, but that was a hell of a story.
Yes, it was.
I was running up against the time, though. I'm like, we got to find out what's happening with the balls. And Fred told me that he thought there was a development today. So you got to think.
Must have been
the auction house has to be taking some of that, though.
Well, maybe he did a flat fee with him.
I don't know.
We'll
see, but what a story.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, so Nancy Pelosi says this about Donald Trump.
He's just a vile creature. The worst thing on the face of the earth. But anyway.
You think he's the worst thing on the face of the earth?
I do, yeah. I do.
Why is that?
Because he's the president of the United States and he does not honor the Constitution of the United States. In fact, he's turned the Supreme Court into a rogue court. He's abolished the House of Representatives.
He's abolished? What? What? So she's loopy, but I love John Fetterman's response.
Well, I would say that's part of the worst creatures on the face of the earth are Hamas or like the leadership of Iran, or there's a lot of people on that. I would never use those kind of a terms, and I wouldn't describe our president. You can really disagree with him, and I do disagree, but I don't think that's really entirely appropriate, but that's her words for that. So for me, that's just a different kinds of a Democrat for me. I don't gonna call people they're fascists, they're Nazis, or compare the people in those kinds of a terms.
Yeah, one of the only sane people on the Democrat side, and the shutdown continues. We're back tomorrow at 3.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.